As children, a lot of us go through a lot of varied experiences. Some can be blissful, while the others can be mild to severely traumatic. Some of us are physically separated from our parents due to parents' divorce or death, working in different cities, or just plain neglect. Hey there, how are you? Welcome back to the show, It's a Postman, where the efforts are to create an ecosystem for everyone to feel safe and welcomed in an otherwise biased and divided society. Now, the three main pillars of this podcast are empathy, love, and gratitude. It is so important to pay a visit to a counselor or a therapist to talk. Nothing else, just talk. Talk about your childhood. Talk about your past, your present. See if there are any trends in your behavior that you can link to your childhood experiences and can take corrective measures. Uncover those childhood traumas. Learn whatever is happening and why is it happening. And other behaviors that you did not know existed because of your earlier life experiences. Many of the things that we do daily maybe are harmless, but some of them can be detrimental to us and others around us. Now let me draw a parallel. When we have pain in our wrist or legs or calves or any body part, we Google or ask friends or go to the doctor to get that doubt cleared in our head. Now, why do we not want to do that for any of these mental stresses or behaviors or thought patterns or traits or any other behaviors? Ideally, I would want to see that day when we can tell our bosses that, hey, I'm not feeling well mentally today. I'm going to take off. Or with a friend or a family or any random person, stranger, we talk on a bus about our physical pain. Talk about our mental health issues. Because there are so many different patterns we can unlock by just being aware of those traits or behavior. Now, in today's episode, we're going to talk about one of those traumas, one of those fear that we have. Almost all of us have that fear. It's called fear of abandonment. And we will also see how to take care of that fear of abandonment. One of the traumas that a lot of us face is fear of abandonment. Abandonment can be physical or emotional, and the cause of this fear has roots from our childhood experiences. When we do not get that physical closeness from our caretakers when we were children, this can lead to physical abandonment. When we do not get acknowledged or dismissed or not appreciated for things or achievements that we did in childhood, or let's say when the parent doesn't give enough attention to the child, all these things can lead to emotional abandonment. To feel emotionally abandoned, it is not necessary for physical separation. The parent or the partner can be right beside us. As children, a lot of us go through a lot of varied experiences. Some can be blissful, while the others can be mild to severely traumatic. Some of us are physically separated from our parents due to parents' divorce or death, working in different cities, or just plain neglect. Some of us see abusive parents, addiction, domestic violence, parents treating their kids as an emotional support, among many other traumas. All these lead to us feeling neglected. Even when we are pushed to take up adult roles, or our parents confiding in us with their secrets, or using kids as a shoulder to cry on for parents, lead to emotional abandonment, because as kids, we are not very mature to take up adult roles. So there is a lot of confusion growing up. Confusion because we do not know what is happening and we wonder how and what to make of it. Children are very vulnerable, and any ill-treatment or dismissive behavior towards the child, not understanding the child's needs even remotely making them feel that their experience is invalid or not important, is emotional abandonment. It can cause trauma to the child. If the parent is preoccupied with something all the time or too involved in the child's life. Now, experts believe that when a parent tries to get all of his or her childhood wishes through their children, this can also lead to emotionally abandoning the child. I'll give you an example. How many of us over here have faced this experience where it is not okay to make a mistake or show our feelings, or not living up to parents' expectations, or even when parents' self-esteem stems from child's action? We've all faced it, right? At some point in our lifetime. These are few examples of emotionally abandoning the child. These abandonment issues, along with unclear boundaries for the child during their prime growth age, lead to believing that they are not enough. And this can become the very reason for their shame throughout their lives. Now, some experts believe that these wounds can be deeply ingrained in our minds. Until we acknowledge and accept the prime reason behind our emotional grief, the childhood pain can drive their behavior in adulthood. Let's take a short break and come back and see how in adult life this emotional abandonment can affect us. Welcome back. Before the break, we saw how childhood experiences can shape our behavior in the adulthood. Now, as adults, or as humans, we all want to be loved, cared for, nurtured by our partners. And when we do not have those needs or wants met, this leads to emotional abandonment as well. So it is very important to know what these wants and needs are. And we need to understand them first before telling it to our partners. Otherwise, we may just feel the void and we wouldn't know as to why we are feeling that void or dissatisfaction. On a normal day-to-day life, we usually do not know what our wants and needs are. It's very difficult. Sit down and think about it yourself. List 5 things that you actually want your partner to fulfill it for you. Not a house, car, a fancy necklace, a fancy vacation, a good suit. Think about the actual needs and wants. It's very difficult. We don't know. We don't communicate these things. And we often end up feeling dismay or angry or lonely since these needs aren't met. Every human being has emotional needs in any intimate relationship, and it is only natural to have them met. So it is important to communicate. Realize what your wants are. Sit with your partner and tell them what your needs are. Do not expect your partner to know what you want. That can never happen. When you do not know what you want, how can your partner understand? No one would know what we want. So don't assume that your partner should understand you. There is another type of abandonment. A pretty straightforward one, this one. Toxic relationship. Continuous fights, physical abuse, addiction. Now, some experts believe that addiction is an issue that might end up making the other partner emotionally neglected, because for the person who is addicted, addiction is always a priority. Now let's take a short break and come back and see how to tackle the fear of abandonment. Welcome back. Now that we have talked about the fear of abandonment or emotional abandonment issues in childhood and adulthood, how do we get past it? How do you undo it? Now, as far as I understand, and many experts also believe, therapy helps. A trusted and a compassionate therapist over a period of time can understand one's childhood trauma and guide through and help us recover. Slowly and steadily removing those voices in our heads, working on ourselves by saying that we are not those voices in our heads. Those voices are of parents, society, and we are far more capable of things than what we are made to believe. Starting to love ourselves, not being overcritical. When we do these, we are happy. instead of expecting someone else to make us happy. Relationships get better because there is no more expectation, and this allows your partner to grow as well. We must always listen to the signals from our body. Talk things out to remove confusion and keep working on ourselves to become a better version. Thank you so much for listening in. And if you like the show, please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow my social media pages. On Instagram, it's a.postman. On Facebook, it's your postman. Twitter, it_postman. And you can write to me on Gmail. The email address is itsyourpostman@gmail.com. ITSYOURPOSTMAN. Thank you.